Hey guys, it's Pedro with the Science Rundown. Thank you for tuning in. Today we taught you how to take care of your skin. But coming up next, what would happen if Usain Bolt, a T-Rex, and I walked into a bar? Stay tuned to find out. How's it going, Anchor family, and welcome back to the Science Rundown. I'm Pedro Flores. On today's show, we'll be talking about the biomechanics of running, from the world's fastest sprinter, Usain Bolt, to the prehistoric T-Rex. Lace up your shoes because today's show is all about running, walking? As a marathoner, I give huge props to professional runners because for the runner's high and endorphin release you get, running can be really grueling on your body. I mean, your bones and muscles and joints all get a lot of strain, and not to mention the effect it has on your cardiopulmonary system. In 2010, I ran the Santa Barbara International Marathon, and as I approached that final hill at about mile 23 or 24, I thought to myself, why on earth are you doing this? Well, thankfully, I finished in about 4.5 hours, and it gave me a great sense of pride to drive the entire course afterwards and show my kids just how much I had accomplished. Since then, I've settled on the more enjoyable half marathon distance, which I think is still challenging without being too sadistic. What about you? Do you love running? Do you hate running? Have you found that perfect distance for yourself? Call in. We'd love to share your story. You know, there's something really special about Olympic gold medalist and fastest sprinter on record, Usain Bolt, but not what you think. He has an abnormality in his gait. Last month, researchers at Southern Methodist University said they found something unexpected during a video examination of Bolt's stride. His right leg appears to strike the track with about 13% more peak force than his left. And with each stride, his left leg remains on the ground about 14% longer than his right leg. This runs counter to conventional wisdom based on limited science that an uneven stride tends to slow a runner down. The runner may have settled into this abnormal stride in order to accommodate the effects of scoliosis. The condition curved his spine to the right, which made his right leg half an inch shorter than his left. According to Peter Wayan, director at the SMU lab, a natural adaptation for Bolt has been to keep his left leg on the ground slightly more time with each step, giving him more time to generate force with his left. Our working idea is that he's probably optimized his speed and that asymmetry reflects that, Wayan said. In other words, correcting his asymmetry would not necessarily speed him up and might even slow him down. If he were to run symmetrically, it could be an unnatural gait for him. Well, there's one person who apparently doesn't find the SMU research particularly interesting, and that is Bolt himself. According to his agent, Ricky Sims, who said in an email, he isn't the kind of person who studies this type of thing. And now on to evolutionary biomechanics. A new report published Monday refined just how fast a T-Rex could go. According to the journal Peer J, the dino couldn't run at all. Instead, the animal speed walked. 50 years ago, if you'd have asked dinosaur experts if the T-Rex was fast, they'd have told you that the dinosaur could sprint after its prey at speeds of 40 miles per hour given its 3-meter long hind limbs. However, previous estimates ignored weight loads on the animal's bones. A new computer simulation began to gauge dinosaur locomotion via models of skeletons and muscles. The scientists asked the model T-Rex to move as fast as it could, and at a run, the model indicated the T-Rex's bones would snap because its legs would buckle under its weight. According to Philip Manning, director of the Mace Brown Museum of Natural History, the T-Rex would reach about 12 miles per hour at its quickest hustle. The study, however, did not account for features such as elastic tendons, which might bump up the T-Rex's top speed. So what would happen if Usain Bolt, a T-Rex, and I walked into a bar? Well, we all know Usain would be the first one there. I would come in a not-so-close second, and I'd probably be taking my first sip of beer before the T-Rex would arrive and destroy the whole place. Yikes. This has been Pedro Flores for the Science Rundown. I'm signing off for now. Until next time, you can hear us only on Anchor.